Breakfast with Pat and Heels for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
And a very good morning. Welcome to the program. Mark Braybrook and Dane Zorko filling in for Pat and Heels. We'll be back on January 10. Zorks, good morning. The Ashes are here.
Christmas Day.
Yeah.
We're arrived. Here.
It's so too is the rain, unfortunately, I think.
Well, we're looking up there. It says 40% chance, but
80% according to the Weather Bureau.
Yeah, that's it. Hopefully it, fingers crossed we can get a day's playing, but, you know, if it's, if Australia's bowling, probably, you know, we don't want it to come. If England are bowling, you know, maybe we do.
Let's have a look at the weather. Partly cloudy today, it says. High chance of showers, 80% chance of showers, most likely from late this morning. Now, we were discussing what is late.
Well, late for us is 9.
Yes, yes.
Which the game hasn't started yet. So,
from late this morning, the chance of a thunderstorm possibly severe. Now, as you know, spending a lot of time at the Gabba, it's almost like a vortex at the Gabba. Mm-hmm. It can be raining, and I've been there cricket-wise for many, many years, sitting in that grand announcer's box, and it can be raining all around Brisbane, but not at the Gabba.
Correct.
And vice versa. It can be sunny everywhere else in Brisbane, but raining at the Gabba.
Yeah, phenomenally. The amount of times I reckon we've warmed up and it's been raining all around us and not actually on the ground, I can't count. But, yeah, as you said, conversely, the amount of times it's been fine driving into the ground and it's bucketing at the Gabba. You know, fingers crossed the rain doesn't ruin the game. I don't think it will. I think we'll get a bit of play in today.
Oh,
That's just a gut feel. And, you know, hopefully we've got enough runs on the board.
We have to be realistic. 80% chance of showers today. Tomorrow, day two, showers again, possible storm. The good thing about that, though, is Zorks, and we spoke about this yesterday, top temperature today of 30.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, 31. So if there is rain and the sun, if we can get the sun out in between that rain and we can keep it at 31 and they're out, the Pommies are out there on the field.
Well, that's it.
They'll be melting.
That's right.
That's what we want to.
Well, that we want to drain them as much as possible.
Yes.
You know, Adelaide's only 8 days away as well, that test match. So the more we can take out of them early.
And even sitting there in the dugout waiting to come out to bat. Yeah. I know they'll go in the air-conditioned rooms there or whatever, but even if they want to be outside, it'll be tough.
The humidity coming off that ground will just be whacking them in the face. But, I mean, you'd like to think Australia's used to that, but you're not. I mean, I train in this sort of weather all the time, and you don't get used to it. So it's going to be difficult for both teams. But you'd have to think that, you know, knowing where England come from and over in London, the weather is nothing like this. Fingers the hotter, crossed. The steamier, the better.
Yep, fingers crossed. Now, when was the last time you were able to get to the Gabba to watch a test without sticking your head out of the tunnel because you were training? Have you been able to?
Oh, yeah, well, we've had times over the last few years. I reckon I studied.
Do you go as a group at all? Or you might just go with your mates?
Well, Saturday, yeah. Saturday, there's a few of us going. Yeah. One of our corporates has a box there. So
I was going to say, Now, that doesn't count.
We'll
I knew it would be in a box. It had to be, wouldn't it?
Last time was with, I reckon it was 2010. I don't know who toured. Was sitting over in Gate 10, wherever Gate 10 is on that side. We had the big beer snake going. And I don't remember too many balls of the test match, that's for sure. But it was a good day.
Up high?
Nah.
Top level or down low?
Nah, down low.
See, I prefer to be up high. Then you get a good overview.
Yeah, well, now as I'm a little bit older and wiser, up top is definitely the place to be. But, back in those days, it was let's just get in, get a seat, get as many into us as we possibly can and have a good day.
Oh, look, there's something about day one of any test match, particularly the first day of the first test, and particularly the first day of the first test of the Ashes series. Before I started doing brekkie here, I would MC the members' breakfast every year for the test match.
Which at the was cricketers' a
great,
club?
The members, in the members.
Oh!
Yeah, in the members' dining room, not the cricketers' club, the members' dining room.
Yeah, okay.
So I would MC that and interview certain players and, former players, etc. And then be able to, when I wasn't the grand announcer and before I started doing brekkie, so be able to sit in there in the dining room while they change from breakfast to lunch, because I do the breakfast and the lunch, and watch in my own big corporate box the first session. But when you arrive, because you're getting there for the breakfast, I might get there at 6:30. The queue outside for the members lining up down Vulture Street to be able to get their seats.
Well, That's right.
It's fantastic, and the atmosphere is wonderful.
I'm going to be heading into the Gabba after this to go and do a bit of training.
Do you get a park?
I don't know where we're going to park. And I don't know how long it's going to take me to actually get to my front door to get in down underneath the Gabba to start training.
Yeah.
I hadn't really thought about that till last night, and I was like, I'm going in an absolute, like, there is going to be traffic everywhere going into there today. We probably should have thought about that.
I'll give you a tip for young players. Anyway, today, Heels will join us after 7, and Simon Kadich will join us after 7:30. And for the best of Pat and Heels, today is Wednesday, which means it's Queensland Legends Day.
Yep.
Thanks to Tyre Power. And I'll replay a great chat that the boys had with Adam Dale, who took a wonderful catch for Queensland at the Gabba, which is ironic because of that catch Fraser McGurk took last night at Marvel Stadium in the one day. So we'll hear from Adam Dale. It was a great chat. Heels played with him on the tour of the West Indies and terrific player, Victorian as well, that came up to Queensland. So he qualifies as a Queensland legend for what he did for Queensland and represented Australia from Queensland as well.
Well, when you told me that he was on, that's the first thing that came to my mind was that catch.
Yeah.
That catch. Oh, and the amount of times me and my brother tried to reenact that on the trampoline at home because we didn't want to do it on the grass.
Diving into the pool. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yep.
Now, it's a big day today for Pat Cummins. He captains Australia for the first time. He becomes our 47th Test captain. And the reality of that fact is about to sink in.
It didn't until the launch a couple of days ago, walking out onto the Gabba for the first time. And even today, just the little things like here doing the captain's press conference and chatting to the umpires, it's all starting to feel a bit real. Just really excited. I think it'll really hit home tomorrow. When walk out there and do the toss, and all friends and family are watching on TV. But it's been a really great lead-in. I know it's been a lot of publicity and noise, but inside the camp, we've been really relaxed and just excited to get started.
As he would be, and it's sad there that he says the family and friends will be watching on TV.
They absolutely love to be there, no doubt about it.
Missed by 5 days or something.
Yeah,
you know, like, I mean, anyway, don't start me. So big day for him.
Sounds nervous. Can you sense that in his voice?
No, not really.
No,
did you?
Yeah, I do. I'm a little bit nervous for him myself, to be honest. Yeah. Listening to just the way he's approached the media yesterday and the way he spoke, I get a sense of, can I do it about it? Now that's I think that's just going to be nerves. I think once he gets out there, and this is all going to be a new learning curve for him, but I think once he gets out there, he settles in, he's obviously got Steve there by his side. You know, he's got a great bunch of core players that have played cricket and Ashes cricket in Lyon, Hazelwood, Stark, Smith, Warner. He's got all those guys around him. I think you'll feel comfortable out there, but I sense there is a little bit of nervousness in his voice.
How big a deal is the toss in AFL? Does it really matter unless there's a strong breeze blowing?
Not really, but I have my, I'm not giving it away on air. You never know who's listening. I give away. We've got a system.
You've got a system.
I've got a system.
What's either heads or tails? How can you, what sort of system could you possibly have at a coin toss? Oh, you're not playing two up, you know. It's just heads or tails. That's all you've got to do. It's not rocket surgery.
Yeah, but I've got an end that I like to kick to.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, well, I've got to win it, don't I?
Yeah, I know, but you've got to... Well, you don't have a system to win the toss.
Well, I've got a system that I like to go against.
Okay. Well, I would think Pat would be more nervous about the toss and push his hand will be shaken, no doubt, getting that coin up properly. Because we've seen a couple of disasters when it comes to coin tosses in the AFL.
I've been a part of some of the worst coin tosses. Oh, I remember one day... He's trying to flick it up, and before he's flicked it, it's just blown straight off, and he's thrown it, but the coin's already on the ground. Oh, and we're like, umpire's like, oh, mate, just have another go at that. Man. Have another go at that. Oh, yeah, I've had some absolute rippers, but it's an important toss to win.
It is. We discussed this yesterday.
It's
and
an important
I
toss.
Still reckon it's one of those tosses that if you lose, you won't be overly disappointed, but winning it, you've got to get it right.
Yeah, which is an important toss to win.
It is, and I'm still – look, I haven't seen the pitch. And forget about what you've seen Monday, Tuesday.
Yep.
This morning is the key. Forget about the weather. You can't decide batting or bowling on the weather. You've got to look at that pitch, and I'm still in the, you know, the bat first. Nasser Hussain.
Yeah.
Nasser Hussain. But you mentioned Steve Smith there with Pat Cummins.
Yep.
Here's what he had to say about the support of Steve Smith.
He's great. He's – you know, legend of the game, tactically really, really switched on. Good ideas, always come up with different ideas. He's captained, I think, 30 odd test matches for us. So, of course, I'll be leaning on him. You know, I'll be having the final say as captain, but I'll be looking to him for ideas at times. And then, yeah, in terms of, you know, at times handing it over to Steve, I think that'll become clear when we're out there if I need to. Not saying I'll always be doing that or I need to do that all the time, but there'll be times where it's hot or I need a rest and I'll have no problem handing over to him. And
when he needs a rest, that worries me.
Yeah.
He's our captain. And yeah. Yes, he will need a rest. But this is the sort of debate we've been having is whether a fast bowler in particular, can captain Australia. And look, I think Pat Cummins, I'm hoping, fingers crossed, will do a wonderful job. But that worries me when I need a rest.
It worries me. It worries me a little bit. Mm. It also worries me that he said that in a press conference and let England know that he's going to be tired.
Yeah. So that's true.
That's where I'm saying, going with he's nervous.
Yeah.
It's all new to him.
And that he's honest when he's nervous. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'm sure if we pulled up, you know, interviews of Joe Root in his early days, he may have made mistakes like that, no doubt. But he's learned from him very quickly. And you saw how straight bat he was yesterday in his media. That does make me a little bit nervous that he wants to use Steve Smith, but that's why he's there. I said earlier, he's there to help him out and grow as a leader. He's got Lyon, he's got Warner, he's got Hazelwood. All these guys have played a lot of Ashes cricket. They've got him there as a support and a backup network. And Smith, you know, he's gonna be just as important in his role as vice captain and teaching Pat and taking a little bit of load off his shoulders and Pat captaining himself.
Well, the big news yesterday was Jimmy Anderson.
Yeah.
Now, it seemed initially that it was because of a calf injury, and that's what you thought when you're at training
yesterday.
When
I was on the massage table, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And but that's not the case.
No.
Joss Butler explained to everyone what's happening with Jimmy Anderson.
Mm.
No, Jimmy's not going to play, but he is fit. It's obviously a very long series, and we want a guy like that to be available to play as much part as in it as possible. So I think it's just a bit precautionary. He bowled well yesterday, bowled again today, and obviously bowled a few spells in that couple of days we had as a warm-up game. So he is fit, but the guys are just being a bit precautious.
Precautious is a good word, as opposed to cautious. But don't you pick your best 11 and then you worry about the second test when you get the second test? I would have thought. Or
are they conceding?
Or they conceding that Jimmy Anderson can't play unless it's under lights and the ball's hooping around. And I would have thought out of the test matches, out of the five, when you look at it, which two may be conducive to swing or seam bowling, the Gabba and Adelaide would be the two.
Yep. I wonder if the eight. So what, today's the 8th, they play the 16th, the second test in Adelaide. I wonder if that break's going to be too short for Jimmy Anderson. He obviously said earlier, or someone came out and said that, you know, we don't expect him to play every test.
Yeah.
He is getting old. I feel as though, and maybe England feel as though, he is going to be better suited to Adelaide where he can hoop the ball as much as he wants. Those evening sessions, maybe that's the line they're heading down. Maybe they're playing, they've seen the weather and they're like, well, we don't need to risk him for 3 days. We might be stuck in the field for 3 days. He might be bowling. I don't know.
But by this theory, then he doesn't play the Boxing Day test. If he can't back up to play in Adelaide after Brisbane. Yeah. So Adelaide will finish, you know, he'll
20th.
Have, yeah. And then the Boxing Day test is, I know that's a 6 day recovery, but it's still not. And no disrespect, but I understand at his age, backing up and the toil of Melbourne in the sun and all that sort of stuff. So I'm going by the theory that, you know, that they're resting him. Basically, that's what they're saying. They're resting him from this test, that he won't play the third test either.
Well, maybe the other boys are just bowling better.
They may well be. And their 12 hasn't been decided. Jack Leach, Stuart Broad, they're suggesting he may not play. He might be 12th man. I don't know. We'll speak to Heels and Simon Kadich about it, whether or not they go with a spinner. You need that variation, I think. It's a mistake that a lot of teams make coming to the Gabba, that spinner, you know, they don't see it as a spinning wicket. Shane Warne, it was his favourite ground to bowl on because of the bounce. The bounce is the key for spinners. You know, they, even if there's not a huge amount of spin, that bounce is what they need.
Look, I think Wokes is the way to go anyway, to be honest. I think he's probably England's in-form bowler. From what I've seen, he's obviously, he's younger. He might be, maybe he's the one that might come out of the rotation for the next game.
Mm. Now,
get him in early.
He was Pat Cummins was asked about no Jimmy Anderson, and he was also asked about the state of the pitch and what he thought. Here's what he had to say.
No, not at all. I think coming to this series, I think he might have said or said it was going to be unlikely he was going to play all five tests anyway. So he's obviously a great player, and it's a shame that he won't be out there tomorrow. But it doesn't change what we're going to do. We've had our 11 set for a couple of weeks now, so it won't change much. Had a look at the wicket. Looks like a normal, really good Gabba wicket. The weather looks to be a little bit more encouraging than it was perhaps a few days ago. So I don't see it being too different from a normal Gabba start to the summer.
Being hopeful there with the weather looking better than it was a few days ago, I think it's actually looking worse, Pat. But anyway, fingers crossed we'll be okay. And the biggest call he's going to have to make, or at least, no, he doesn't have to make the call. Joe Root calls heads or tails, and I don't know what, I don't know what system Joe Root has, but then when they find out who's won the toss, could be the biggest decision of the test match. And I reckon Pat would not be unhappy if Joe had to make that call.
Yeah.
As to whether they bat or bowl. Anyway, we'll talk to Heels and Simon Cattage a bit more in detail about the test match a bit later. But yesterday at training, did you get out for the unveiling of the AB statue?
I didn't.
Oh.
I didn't.
Well, you missed out on this. You've never heard that before. Doug Parkinson, the late, great Doug Parkinson. Where would we be without AB?
When's that come out?
Well, when he was playing.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, never heard of it. And you reckon that was they played that while they were pulling the statue?
They should have. If I was in charge, I'll have to ask Paddy, because Paddy would have been heavily involved. Him and AB are great mates. But there you go. Wow. AB statue unveiled yesterday. Legend.
Well, it's just outside gate two there. So, I mean, I walk past it every day. So I'm looking forward to having a look at it.
You won't get near it today.
I'm not going to get a chance
to
see it today.
Near it today, yeah.
But maybe once the test is finished, I can pop out there and have lunch with AB in the park. Yeah. Be good.
I got to say, I have a few favourites. I'm not a person that has sporting heroes. I don't believe in that.
Okay.
Sports people that I look up to, that I admire for whatever they may or do. I'm not a hero type person. I think most people. I'm one, fathers and grandfathers, aunties, uncles, mothers or whatever, they're the heroes, et cetera. But AB he's in the top three favourite cricketers for me of all time growing up. Being left-handed.
You left-handed?
Yeah.
Okay.
And seeing what AB went through in those teams and how he, battered and bruised against the West Indies and led the team. Oh, absolutely. Legend. AB is a legend. So to see that statue unveil for him, I couldn't think of anyone more worthy. Alan Border Fields in Brisbane. There's Alan Border Oval, Mossman in Sydney as well. Not too many sports people have two grounds named after them.
Yeah. No.
So well done to AB.
Yeah, good on him.
Well done to Cookie and all those involved that got that together. And the timing was perfect the day before the first Ashes test. And it will be now, Zorks, when you go to Suncorp Stadium, where will I meet you? Wally's statue. When you go to the Gabba, where will I meet you?
AB's
statue.
Yeah. Awesome. Absolutely awesome. And as you said, thoroughly deserved. He's been an icon of Australian cricket for a number of years. And to get his own statue at the Gabba.
Terrific.
Unreal.
Renegades beat the Strikers. Not sure how they did that last night. And the Heat will play the Scorchers tonight in Perth. I'd forgotten all about that. We've been focused so much on the Ashes. The Heat playing tonight. And I know it's only game two, right?
Yep.
And it's a fair way to go.
Yep.
But this is a big game.
It is.
They've got to play better. Even if they lose, at least show that they've improved from game one.
I feel like their record's all right in WA. I mean, I might just be making that up, but something tells me that they don't go too bad over there. Something about that harder pitch that may be similar to the Gabba, and I feel like they will go well tonight. I don't know if they'll win, but I think they'll go well. Mm. But did you see the Pickle's catch last night?
Fraser McGurk's catch, yeah.
McGurk, yeah. The Pickle.
Is that a gherkin? Oh, come on. I don't like pickles.
Oh, love it.
I hate them with a passion.
Come on. You're gotta, on a burger?
Take them off.
You would. Straight away. On your cheeseburgers, you take
straight
them off.
Straight away. Even the smell of it. You don't drink that pickle juice.
I do. Lots of it. I cramp severely in games. Well, dreadfully.
Yeah, pickle juice.
And I am forever. I come off.
See, I used to work at McDonald's when the pickles came in the big tins.
Yeah, same. You had to get them out with the strainer. Oh. You had to get the strainer in there.
And you drink that pickle juice out of the tin.
I know.
With a straw?
No, they come in little squirt bottles and it's about a shot. So imagine your shot glass at home, pickle shot. And what it does is actually sends signals to the brain to say that.
It's a placebo.
Yeah, correct. And you're not supposed to drink it. Like you're supposed to have it in the receptors in your mouth and that is supposed to.
And then spit it out.
Then spit it out. But I always find myself drinking it. So my guts after a game is not great.
We better take a break. I'm off my breakfast now. The Brighton Homes open line. Brighton Homes includes aircon, flooring, steel frames and solar as standard. Discover today why it's better with Brighton. 13 13 55, and the text number, thanks to Love Family Lawyers. Love is all you need. 0467 736 736. It's 7 to 7.